This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Debbie Bogle, UNIA Way. Food trucks this Saturday.
Yes, super excited. Not going to be as nice as last
weekend. No, it's just not going to be as warm.
Yeah.
But you're going to do roller skating, going to be walking back and forth to trucks. 58, 60 degrees sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be awesome. We've got, I think, 8 or 9 food trucks. That includes, like, ice cream and, you know, dessert type things, but lots of food. We've got barbecue, we've got tacos, we've got, I mean, just about anything that you could want. And Allen's Grub Truck, Bobby Lane's Barbecue, Diggity Dogs, Highway Heartburn, Kona Ice, Lemonade Factory. I mean, there's just so much. There's going to be something there for everyone. And then the added bonus of the skating, we'll have the mobile zoo there. All kinds of things.
Okay, so what's in this for the United Way? I mean, how are people helping the United Way while just coming out on a Saturday having fun?
Yeah, so the food trucks, they make a donation to be a part of this. And really, that between that and the sponsors, this is presented by First Mid Bank. We have great sponsors that participate in this. Air King, Best One of Central Illinois, Dunn Company, Forvis, Huff Lumber, Jesse Heating, Land of Lincoln Credit Union, Newhoff, you guys sponsor it. So that's what happens. It's just supposed to be a fun day.
The point I'm getting at is that the people who are coming out, they don't have to give anything to the United Way.
They just
enjoy the food and roller skating or whatever, and the money's built in on the front end to help the United
Way. Exactly. And so it enables.
So you're not paying like higher prices or donation jar or anything like that.
But come out so that the food trucks are able to donate because they're selling food that day and making money. So come out and get some food, and we're super excited.
Okay. What time?
11 to 2, but the trucks will stay there. I don't know if all of them will stay, but there'll be trucks there until they run out of food.
Okay.
So it'll be good.
And that is, once again, you said, 11 to 2?
11 to 2.
Right there at the big pavilion?
So it'll be kind of spread throughout. We'll be in a couple different parking lots. Like, we have 9, so we've got them spread out quite a bit. We've got 4 lot that's kind of by the baseball field. We've got a couple by the skate park. We've got them up by the pavilion. So they're kind of scattered all over the place. Come park, walk through the park, see everything that's going on. We'll have superheroes there. Like I said, the mobile zoo will be there. Just some fun stuff to do while you're out in the park.
Okay. Dolly Parton going to be there?
Dolly Parton will not be there.
The cardboard cutout of Dolly won't be there?
Probably not.
I'm just curious.
I do like to take her. Anytime I go talk, I usually take her with me. People love that program and what that does. So we're getting ready to kick off some fun events with some partners in downtown Decatur to highlight Dolly Parton. So that'll be coming up. I'll talk more about that probably next week.
Well, give us a tease.
Giggles is partnering with United Way, and they are doing some special things around Dolly Parton. And every Friday in May, they will donate a certain percentage of sales to Dolly Parton Imagination Library for Macon County. And so just some little fun treats to go along with that. So
I love when you can incorporate, you know, encourage people to shop at local businesses and local companies. And at the same time, the United Way benefits, which then helps make up for all the stuff the government won't do after taking in all the money. It's unfortunate that we have to, but if you're going to make a charitable donation, you know, why not make it to someone who impacts 1 in 4 people here in Macon County? And those numbers, I'm sure, are just growing when you start counting in, you know, kids reading and all that.
Yeah, and yesterday I posted on Facebook, there was a news story on CBS in, I think it was Connecticut, with a Wall Street Journal reporter about the shift in the calls across the country for 211, that it's really shifting from two Alice families that are calling, and what they're finding is there's very little assistance available for Alice families, but that is becoming the number one phone call.
But didn't we learn that though in COVID?
We really did.
There was a lot of money that was thrown at things, you know, state money, federal money, but it all came with these attachments that you know, if you didn't categorically fit into,
right.
you know, those folks that got squeezed were the ones that weren't like eligible.
Right, right.
Even though the line was so fine in who was eligible. I mean, if you just look at it holistically, yeah, there wasn't much difference between.
Right. And with ALICE families, it's kind of a moving target because it just depends on, it's not like this is the income category and that's the end of the story. It is based on your you know, how many, what your situation looks like. So it could be, and the range for an ALICE family is just the basic cost of living across the country is anywhere from $50,000 for a family of four to like $120,000 for a family of four. So it depends on where you live. So when they file the ALICE information, it's based on our counties. So each county in Illinois
is very different.
Yes. And so it's really a more detailed, accurate picture of what's happening and what that looks like. And so, yeah, it's not just a cut and dry, you're ALICE or you're not.
How do you, and I ALICE means, again, because I think sometimes people just sort of glaze over, or right, they may know the term, but they don't know what it stands for. They don't know what we're specifically talking mm-hmm. about. One of the things that became readily apparent in COVID when there was assistance available is that people who are already in a system of getting assistance, you know, and qualifying for assistance has a much easier pathway than somebody just right up a little bit above that,
right,
that is a paycheck away or an illness away or something of majorly disrupting their lives and putting them in that poverty category.
Right.
So ALICE stands for?
Asset limited, income constrained, employed.
Okay, now what does that mean?
So it basically people living paycheck to paycheck that don't have enough income for savings, they don't have enough income for an emergency. But we would typically say are working class poor, people who are working but struggling to make ends meet. And, you know, it's everywhere. And here in Macon County, we're at 44% of our population in Macon County that is ALICE or in poverty. And the percentage in poverty is 19%. It was 14%. So our ALICE went down just a little bit, but our those in poverty increased by 5%.
So it just moved from one category to another.
It did, and that's not the category we want it to go to. Like we want,
because but not only for the health and well-being of those people and those families, but the health and well-being of your community.
Right.
It's so much easier to invest a little bit to keep people out of poverty than what it takes once people get down into poverty.
Absolutely, and keep them working and help them remove some of the barriers to working. And you know, that's the key to that. As long as we can keep them working, you know, then we can work on other things around that. You know, increased employment, you know, those types of things. But if they get in a situation and they're struggling to get out of it, that's where that 5% increase in poverty comes from, where, you know, they're not maintaining and they are falling into that category.
Okay, so your webpage, you know, if you go to uwdecatur.org, there's a United for ALICE section.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And can I find Macon County data there, or is it all by state?
Yes, it's super easy. If you go to Research Center, there's partner states. You just click on Illinois.
Okay.
And if you scroll down towards the bottom, there's a bunch of different categories. You can look at demographics.
I got you. And by county,
yep,
or by household.
You can look at by county. You know, you can look at by race. There's all, you know, we can really pull information out of this based on a lot of different factors.
Okay.
And so that's, you know, that's where you get that main number, 44%, and what that looks like and compared to the rest of the state, and kind of gauge, you know, a little bit about where we are and what's happening in our community.
So do you feel like the need for doing the most good is in this category right now in life? I mean, it's not that anything's one or the other, but this is the major area of focus of making the community better and stronger, helping get people up and into better jobs and better paying jobs, more consistency, and the burden that eases, you know, makes it easier to take care of the things we need to take care of on the other end of that.
Absolutely. If we can keep people working, that's a wonderful thing in our community.
Or maybe even working up.
Yes, absolutely. And those are some things we're working on as well. But And I think the key piece is there's more, like you said earlier, there's more assistance for people who aren't, you know, an Alice family that aren't working.
There's a safety net that's in place.
Yes.
That it may not be perfect, and I'm sure there's plenty of things we could do differently or do better, but there is a system in place.
Yes, there is. And there's very little help for Alice families.
Right.
And that's kind of what this.
And give me some examples of not names, obviously, mm-hmm. but stories that you've had of people who have come to the United Way because you've been blessed to have some extra money,
yes.
From a benefactor here in the community that's allowed you to have that wiggle room in these areas to maybe help with an expense that might be something that could spiral into something else.
Absolutely. I mean, we're so lucky to be able to do this. And to be able to really affect what that looks like. But, I mean, it's everything from just a simple gas card or a bus pass to make sure somebody's able to get to work. Buying a bicycle for somebody who, you know, it was much quicker for them to get to work on a bike and the bus didn't come by their house and, you know, these types of things. How can we help people so that they aren't struggling and not, you know... 2 weeks ago, I think it was, had a young single mother who got a job at Hydrogear in Sullivan. She needed to go for orientation and her first week of work, but she just needed a gas card to get there and back until she got her first paycheck. That's the difference between somebody working and somebody saying,
but there might not be anywhere to turn to for that gas card if you're not doing what you're doing.
Right. Absolutely. And there's all kinds of examples of that, you know. And we work with community partners, you know, for power bills and we're able to help with that. And we work very closely to make sure that, you know, we look at, make sure that they don't qualify for something else first. And then if they don't qualify for anything, then we can look at that and then we can help. And so it's, you know, we've helped with, you know, fixing a vehicle. We've helped with, you name it, you know, a hot water heater. We had a gentleman that was working at a local factory and had not had a hot water heater for months. And I mean, it sounds like a, you know, simple thing, but they just couldn't do this. So I literally drove out to Menards. We got them the correct water heater and their aunt and uncle came and picked it up for him and they all got it, you know, so it's just a simple thing like that, that can really yep. affect what's happening in somebody's life.
And a personal, note of someone that we know that you were able to help and, you know, thank you.
Yes.
It's amazing in life. If you just take a couple minutes to give a damn, because so many people don't. And I that could sound cynical, and I don't mean it that way. It's just, you know, in some cases, you get a young man that no one in his life has ever bothered to whether or not he could see or not, you know, need glasses. Mm-hmm. And because of Debbie, you know, that was able to happen. And I know for some people that seems unimaginable,
right.
You know, but it's people's day-to-day lives. And if you just take a breath and just give a damn every once in a while, you'll see that you could have an impact on people's lives that you probably would probably surprise you. And all you gotta do Saturday, you don't even have to do anything. Just go eat.
Right.
Go roller skate and you're helping the cause.
Absolutely.
And sometimes that's $100 thing that could literally impact someone's life, yes. in a way that you would probably find hard to believe for $100.
Well, and people think that, you know, it's, you know, there's different views of what this looks like. And well, at least they have food and they had a place to live and, you know, or that, you know, well, they have water. At least they have water. They don't need hot water. They can heat water up on their stove. I mean, it's like, okay, we can't do that. Like, how do you get to work every day and live, you know,
I know. Improve
your life these things aren't happening?
To people who are cynical about helping other people, I got nothing for them. I don't know. I'd love to be able to convince you. I'd love to be mm-hmm. able to, but my feeling is just your heart's a piece of coal. I mean, we've all watched The Grinch.
Right.
Or you're so unbelievably blessed without any situational awareness at all. And there's a lot of that. Sometimes it's easy to get in your own bubble and think the bubble is and people don't deserve or whatever it might be. I know what this community does.
Mm-hmm. And it can be really hard to understand what that looks like if you've never been there.
I know. But look how much education we had to do about hunger. And I mean, and so the vast majority of people, I think, will respond if mm-hmm. the message is right and you give them a reason and you also empower them. And I think that's the one thing we've enjoyed doing over the years is being a vehicle to go, look, this is a thing. And also with a modest gift, yes. you can literally impact someone's life.
In a huge way.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, the young mother, that could have literally been the difference between her on a path to self-sufficiency and just not working yeah. ever. You know, just that one gas card.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it can be something so simple that we wouldn't even think about and, you know, that can just have the greatest impact on our community.
All right, got to take a break. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today we've got a chance of rain and thunderstorms a little later, increasing clouds and a high of 76. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, low of 43. For Friday, mostly sunny, high near 58, and Saturday, mostly cloudy, then sunny, high near 56. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 57 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:51.
Are you ready to do some top-notch eating? The 4th Annual Food Truck Frenzy, presented by First Mid Bank and Trust, is back. Saturday, April 20th in Fairview Park. In addition to the Decatur Park District's roller skating return at the main pavilion, the park will be surrounded with 8 food trucks promising to make your mouth water. Allen's Grub Truck, Diggity Dogs, The Lemonade Factory, Kona Ice, Highway Heartburn, Bobby Lane's Barbecue, The Music Stop, and Taqueria La Perlita will have a little bit of everything you could wish for. Tacos, barbecue nachos, smash burgers, loaded unique hot dogs, tenderloins, artisan sandwiches, and so much more. It's the 4th Annual United Way Food Truck Frenzy, presented by First Mid Bank and Trust. Also sponsored by Air King, Forvis, Dunn Company, Land O'Lincoln Credit Union, Best One of Central Illinois, Huff Lumber and Home Specialties, Jesse Heating and Air, and Newhoff Media. Year 4 of the Food Truck Frenzy, Saturday, April 20th, events scheduled 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with trucks invited to stay all afternoon.
Those extra services the other guys charge for? They're just part of what we do at Carpet Weavers every day.
Free expert design advice.
Free pre-measures and estimates.
Free samples delivered to your door.
Free lifetime warranties.
We're more than just quality flooring and furniture at the best price. We take care of our customers from selection to installation and beyond. Come home to Carpet Weavers,
where floors, furniture,
and family meet.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. Whether you're ready to build your dream yard or get out on the water, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like 40-pound bags of Blaine's brand wild bird food, $16.99, $5 off your choice of estate weed and feed or lawn fertilizer. Find great deals on trailers and towing, like $30 off select Curt trailer hitches and mounts. And all Blazer trailer lighting is 15% off for awards members. We get you outdoors because we get you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
At Brinkhotter Realtors, we understand that no two clients are the same, and neither are their goals. We believe in getting to know you, your needs, your preferences, and your lifestyle. Why? Because you deserve more than a home. You deserve a place where memories are made, relationships are cherished, and comfort is found. From the moment you step into our world, your dreams become our purpose, and your goals, our mission. Discover the difference at Brinkhotter Realtors. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Debbie Bogle from the United Way and her award-winning staff doing good all around the community. In fact, someone acknowledged this past weekend.
Yes, absolutely. And I just wanted to highlight our Hispanic Resource Liaison, Alicia Marin. She has been such an amazing advocate in our community and has been helping so many people. Like, she's at capacity. But she received an award from the Child First Center. They had their Black Tie Barbecue event this past weekend, and she got the Champions for Children Award for the work that she has been doing really with the Sheriff's Department and with children and DCFS situations as a translator.
Where there's a language barrier.
With a language barrier and just a, not just language, but culture.
Yep.
And everything, understanding. And so she doesn't just, like, if you interpret, you can only say exactly what's been said, but she's really a case manager in situations like that to make sure.
Well, clearly that organization that's at the core of that, you know, as far as people in the system for whatever reason, in that was a nice acknowledgement and well-deserved. I think what you're doing out there is amazing.
Yeah. She's just done some amazing work, working in our community, doing, you know, helping folks get jobs, you know, you name it, she's helping with that. She's helping people busing system so that they can get back and forth to work. Just all kinds of things to make sure that the population in our community is taken care of and can navigate.
Much larger than most people think.
It really is. You know, when you look at the census, it doesn't look like very much, but you know, that's kind of a hidden population in our community. That she's working with, and, you know, a very tight-knit community that kind of stays together and stays, you know, a little bit hidden. And she's at capacity. I mean, she is, you know, helping mothers have babies. She is, you know, at the hospitals. She is a little bit of everywhere, crossing healthcare, working to make sure that people who may have a language barrier or just a culture barrier, that she's there to help them navigate.
So, all right.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations. If anyone wants to give or start a campaign or come out Saturday, uwdecatur.org is the web address. You can also follow them on social media, right?
Yes. Well, on all social media, but just United Way Decatur. You can Google it and everything pops up.
Okay. Great stuff. And then the hours once again for the Food Frenzy this weekend?
11 to 2.
Looking forward to it.
I am too.
I got to figure out, you know, I'm dieting, so I got to figure out how to, you know.
Your plan of attack.
Yeah, it's not a big plan. It's just sort of a, you know, like when the cheat day is here and,
right,
and the time, and that's, you know, little thoughts got to go into it, that's all.
On our Facebook page, we do have a map so that you can look and see, kind of, you can map out where you want to go first.
So
and
several parking lots in Fairview Park.
Yes.
The good news is there's only one way around all those.
Right.
So you're going to see them
through
all.
Through the park, so you can walk from one section to the other and check everything else out that's going on, and, you know, it'll be a good time.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.